Now, you could have prepared for it.
That's what I'm saying. Don't lead with your chin going into the scrum.
You didn't see that one coming, like the bill you're about to pay?
We'll talk about that a little bit. Exactly. Everyone in the building gets an individual large pizza. I couldn't. The best thing is the grap was like, well, I always do that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I never even look at the bill.
No, I know that.
Yeah, I'll flip the bill for pizza today. How much is it? $185.
What? Get your damn act together.
I was flabbergasted.
Your head almost exploded.
And I don't. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
No, but
I was very reluctant to tell you too. I had a feeling there was a conversation coming.
Well, it's
Dude,
one of those
when
things.
I paid you the money for the football bet. I thought that was more than enough.
Oh, so did I. I thought he'd come in and be like $60, something like that. Like that's fine, whatever. It is what it is. But I figured. He's like, well, everyone wanted something else. I'm like, well, maybe you guys could eat our pizza because we're not going to eat it all. But you guys make sure you have your own individual large,
no, they got go bags.
Like gourmet they've
got,
pizza.
They've got go bags too.
Yeah.
That's
anyway. Here's Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst. What's up, Jack?
Well, you know, if he was resourceful, he would have had half the pie, like pepperoni,
no
and the
kidding.
Other half sausage, and you could have saved half the money.
Well, it's not his money, so he doesn't care.
That's true. And the fact that you said it is what it is, that means you're infuriated right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's like your wife when she's mad at you. She just says, I'm fine. That's when you know you are dead.
Yeah, well, it's karma, Jack, because I haven't paid for a while. And I'm finally a big shot today. I'm like, I'll pick it up. And this one goes through the roof. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. It is what it is, Jack.
it is
what it is. How about this story out of New York? David Fizdale fired by the New York Knicks. I mean, his record is terrible, but the Knicks are the biggest joke in the NBA, maybe in pro sports. Like, why does he have to wear this and nobody else?
Because they want him to wear it first because they know they're next.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. They were here last week, and I saw Scott Perry, their GM, and Steve Mills, their president. This was the night before U.S. Thanksgiving, which is an incredibly busy stretch where in the United States there are so many big NCAA games going on. And if you're particularly a GM, and Steve Mills somehow, some way also portrays himself as a basketball guy, played at Princeton, been in the NBA for quite a while. I mean, you would think on a night like that, you're not hanging out in Toronto watching a Raptor Knick game where your team's getting blown out. But it seemed to me that clearly they were, making strong deliberations and considerations in the last few weeks that they were going to make a move. But, you know, it just goes to show once again that this is an organization that just can't plan a one-car parade. And, they have major problems that are truly foundational and fundamental that have to be fixed. And it's gonna take a major move by, the Dolan family or whatever to do that. Because right now, the way they're set up, it's just not working.
Well, eventually they have to close on one of these rumors that they peddle. They peddle that Durant's coming here,
right,
that Kyrie's coming here, LeBron in the past. It's always out of New York, and it's the same thing with Masai Ujiri. Every 3 or 4 months, they're the ones peddling it, that we're going to go hard after Masai, and they never close on anything, ever. They can't land anybody. They can't get meetings with anybody. And quite frankly, when you consider how poorly they've played and the operation and the owner, can you blame anyone? Why would you take a call from New York?
Well, you would, because it gives you leverage.
Well, yeah, with your own team, true.
I mean, so that, absolutely you do. And you look at what they paid Phil Jackson. If Steve Mills and or Scott Perry don't survive, that next executive, whoever that person is going to get paid a king's ransom with whatever kind of stipulations that executive wants. But it's a problem that starts at the top. And I think that, if you told me tomorrow that, we're considering you to, run the operation in New York, I would want some very specific things about the involvement of ownership and my ability to have control over the entire staff from top to bottom, A to Z, Z to A, everything in between, that there are absolutely nobody's untouchable. If I want anybody in the front office or support staff or anyone there, if I don't want them there, they're out. And that person's got to have a clean runway to go in there. And so there always seems to be some agenda there, and it's a mess, you know. And it's interesting. As much as the Rangers are kind of up and down a little bit, it's not as dramatic with them, and it's the same ownership and the same building and the same practice facility, everything. But there just seems to be so much drama on the basketball side there.
What'd you make of last night, Jack? Is that basically the game plan? Take away Harden or limit him to 23 or whatever it was, and then just hope the other guys don't bury you? Is that basically what you got to do and roll the dice?
Well, I think that was their decision to do that. And to me, I think it kind of, you know, you take your chances with other guys shooting the ball. And to Houston's credit, when they went 4-on-4, they did a phenomenal job of swinging it quick. You know, the Raptor defense was a step slow, then reacting to getting to shooters. And then on top of that, you know, you take so many long shots, you're going to have long rebounds. And I think if you had to point out one thing, whether you have a fully healthy Raptor team or you have an undermanned Raptor team, whatever the case may be, the one challenge I think this team has is the ability to close possessions with defensive rebounding. I mean, if the Raptors do a half-decent job for defensive rebounding last night, now that game's probably coming down to the last play of the game. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they just could not close possessions. And, you know, and the last few nights, the Raptors, again, have done a pretty good job moving the ball, just not shooting the ball as well. And when you play again, you know, my partner Matt Devlin last night made a great point. When you play a team like Houston, you got to make shots because they're going to make theirs. And then last but not least, I don't think the Raptors in the last two games against Miami and Houston last night, and even in the particularly the third quarter against Utah where they were up 40 at halftime and they put on a clinic, and that's as good as I've ever seen them play. From that point on, they've kind of been like stuck in mud and kind of just a little lethargic, not the same zip offensively, the same pace and tempo and mojo defensively. So I'm looking out there the last two games, and I know the competition's better, but Utah is good too. They beat Philly the week before. They're winning teams. They're good teams. And they just haven't played with the same zip and pop that I have seen them play with in the first major stretch of the season.
With Jack Armstrong, I think James Harden, with only 3 assists last night, is one of the most deceiving stats I've ever seen, because I thought everything went through him. I thought he was brilliant last night. Jack, I don't know how you felt about it, but, you know, to your point, they found the open guy, but it was a swing pass away. Like, he got rid of it at the perfect time. They double him. They try to trap him. I thought even though he only had 23, only got to the line 6 times, he factored in significantly for Houston last night.
No, I agree. He was awesome. He played at that perfect controlled speed that, like, he almost, like, the ball in his hands, it was like a magnet within the ball, and he drew the second defender, and he's so tall and strong that he made the correct next pass that led to either the shot or led to the next shot. You know, we all call it the Gretzky pass. And, you know, people don't get credited enough for that pass that then stimulates the assist. And I really thought that he did a beautiful job in terms of his overall floor game. He shot when he should shoot. He passed when he should pass. And he dribbled it when he should dribble it. And that's what great players do. And usually when you see guys that do the wrong thing, they're not in the category of great. He is. And you know, for as much as he gets criticized for playing ISO ball, I think he takes what the defense gives him. And a lot of times he plays ISO ball because teams will, on the flip side of it, they'll run around and chase or try to deny all the other guys of three-point shooting, and they'll say, okay, we're going to put Harden on an island and try to make him a driver as much as he can and shoot twos and try to get him to go to the basket without fouling, but he's so good at drawing fouls. I mean, the guy is just a masterful offensive player, and he's deceivingly quick, but he can, it's a stupid term I use, but it's so true. He outslows you. Like, he just lulls you to sleep. He's got all the herky-jerky moves and head and shoulder fakes, and he's got an incredibly tight, quick handle. He's just a masterful player.
Would you think there'd be some internal urgency on Sunday, Jack, going into Philly? That's two in a row. It's not like the, you know, the end of the world if they don't win that game. Their record shows that. But you would think within that locker room, the guys would be saying, okay, let's stop this here and go into Philly, who's a good team, and end this and get back in the W column.
Oh, I'd say so. And then you got Chicago the next night on a back-to-back. They're starting to show a little life now. They're a talented young team. And then, of course, you got the return of Kawhi and the Clippers on Wednesday, which will be a gong show. So, I would say there's going to be urgency. The challenge is, as you know you're getting their best punch. I mean, Joel Embiid is the straw that stirs the drink on their team. He was embarrassed in Toronto. He didn't score a point, and he was a laughingstock, a lot of people getting on his case. So you know that guy has that game circled, and therefore all the other guys in that room are going to have that game circled. So you're going to get their best punch on Sunday night, and you're going to have to take it, and you're going to have to be able to find ways to counter that, particularly early. You got to get through that first quarter without that blitzkrieg coming at you, and find a way to just hang around and hang around and just be the better team in the meat and bones of the game. But to me, I think you got a major challenge on your hands Sunday. But it's probably a good game for the Raptors to play on Sunday, because I think after the Miami game and the Houston game, I think they need another really good, tough opponent to test themselves against. I think this Raptor team's really good. I think they will be really good. I mean, what are they, 15-6 right now? I'll take 15-6 in every 21-game stretch. I'll sign up right now. At the same time, they got to be able to play at a higher – your margin of error, as you guys know, is a lot slimmer against better competition. And therefore, you got to be sharper. And they have not been as sharp the last two games.
Enjoy it on Sunday, Jack. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Guys, no problem. I'll have a little pepperoni, a little sausage, maybe a little gorgonzola cheese.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
We have it all for $120.
Yeah, we got everything for you. Yeah. We'll ship it to Buffalo for you.
But in Buffalo, you always got to have chicken wings as well.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure those are on the side, too. Yeah,
I'm sure something. They are. And dipping sauces, right? You got to have
No, don't forget that every week.
The only thing we actually want, they won't show up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're programmed for disappointment, Jack. That's how we roll here.
Guess what? It is what it is, right? Yes.
It's the only way to put it.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
man,
fine.
Have a great weekend, boys.
Thank you, Jack. There's Jack Armstrong.